Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT HD WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, CNN's not happy that Trump said, even CNN says there's no case here. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. It's our fourth and final hour. Thank you for being here today. We have Professor John Yu joining us to talk about the Trump case. I'm excited to talk about that. We are streaming live on YouTube right now. We'll stream live today, tomorrow, Wednesday from the Zeoli compound, and then Thursday I am off. I have a secret mission in New York. I'll give you details as soon as I can. But in the meantime, the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. Major scandal in Alvin Bragg's office. How this case is allowed to keep going, I have no idea. I cannot figure this out. There's no crime there. They have not been able to say what the crime is. And now, a paralegal to the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, admits call records were deleted from the Trump case files. Some records of phone calls related to the criminal prosecution of former President Trump were deleted. Deleted from the case files, Manhattan District Attorney Office paralegal Jaden Jarmel Schneider admitted during the trial. Now, this is important, as the defense may not have all of the evidence necessary. When you have disclosure, the government's supposed to give you everything they have on you. There's no gotcha. In a trial, you are supposed to have everything the government has on you. You're not supposed to play, we got you, something you didn't know about right here. Now, that doesn't mean that in cross-exam, things are not going to come out. Obviously, that's why you put people on the stand. But if the government has information, they're supposed to give it to you in disclosure. Everybody understands that. I'm not an attorney, and I know that. Jarmel Schneider's testimony involved a key recording that the prosecution played earlier in the trial. The prosecutors played the recording in order to allegedly show Trump and Cohen speaking about the catch and kill hush money payments. Now, played that for you earlier in the show. And I'll tell you, catch and kill sounds very, very scary. But if there was an article that was going to be written and I decided to catch it and kill it, either by using my charm to convince the reporter not to write it or by paying for the rights of it, it's perfectly legal to catch that story before it's printed and kill it. Hush money payments is also another scary way of saying I'm going to pay you in exchange for you to not say something, which is done every single day in corporate America whenever anybody leaves their company or when they get a job with a company. They go, congratulations, welcome, sign this NDA so that if you ever leave here, you can't talk about anything we ever did here. Happens all the time. They call it a non-disclosure agreement as opposed to saying, sign this hush money agreement. Because hush money sounds scary. Trump's attorneys believe Cohen doctored the recording. They point to the fact that it abruptly ends, which you heard it abruptly end. Records show Cohen received a phone call about 22 seconds after the recording was cut off. According to Jarmel Schneider's testimony, prosecutors seem to be eliciting the testimony to back up their claim that the recording wasn't edited, but was cut short after Cohen received an incoming call. That's what the prosecutors want you to believe. When Trump attorney, defense attorney, Emil Bove, challenged evidence put forward by prosecutors on Friday, he asked Alvin Bragg's paralegal about the deletion of some toll records between Keith Davidson and Michael Cohen after the defense submitted recordings from the two way back from 2018. Now, here's the key point. The paralegal admitted Alvin Bragg's office deleted some call recordings from the Trump case files. Some of the call records related to a three-page exhibit of calls between Gina Rodriguez and Dylan Howard. Quote, at this trial, you're sort of the guardian of the toll records, correct? That's what Trump's attorney asked Bragg's paralegal. I don't know if I'd say that, but if you say so, I guess. He then showed Jamal Schneider a text message about Hope Hicks calling the former CEO of American Media, David Pecker. Bove demanded that Jarmel Schneider confirm that no such records of the call existed. He could not recall off the top of his head. So he admitted on the stand now that the prosecution deleted some of these records. The prosecution submitted the records into evidence, but didn't mention that they deleted some of the records. Now, they're not supposed to do that. They are not supposed to do that because if they delete records that could have been consequential to the defense, then that's a major violation and grounds for a mistrial. More grounds for a mistrial. By the way, this broke on Friday, but more details came out about this since then, and I'm glad it did. We were a little consumed over the weekend with the wonderful rally in Wildwood. Again, I want to thank everyone for coming to Mulligan's. I want to particularly thank Johnny and Pam for their amazing hospitality at Mulligan Shore Bar. We had a great time. It was a lot of fun, and thank you for being there with us. It was a blast. So this trial, there's so many grounds for a mistrial here. Number one, Stormy Daniels, all of her ridiculous, salacious testimony from the bench or from the witness stand that had no bearing whatsoever on the case. Whether or not Trump ever wrapped it or not, irrelevant. There's no bearing whatsoever. Grounds for a mistrial. The deletion of records, grounds for a mistrial. I mean, the judge himself admonished the prosecution for allowing this to continue with Stormy Daniels and her salacious conversations about whether or not Donald Trump used a condom, whether or not they had a conversation about using a condom or not. But the judge allowed it. Judge allowed it to happen in his courtroom. Judge allowed this circus to continue. Even though he said, I wish these things had not been said, he allowed them to continue in his courtroom. So the judge setting his own trial up for a future mistrial or to be overturned on appeal. So you understand that point. Even Fareed Zakaria from CNN admits prosecutors would never have filed the hush money charges against anyone whose name was not Trump. CNN, cut 14.
And the trials against him keep him in the spotlight, infuriate his base, who sees him as a martyr, and even may serve to make him the object of some sympathy among people in general who believe that his prosecutors are politically motivated. This happens to be true, in my opinion. I doubt the New York indictment would have been brought against a defendant whose name was not Donald Trump. A majority of Americans are skeptical that Trump will be able to get a fair trial, according to a CNN poll.
Imagine that. Wow. And yet Jake Tapper, Matt, if you can find this audio, apparently scoffed at Trump's claim today that even CNN acknowledges there's no crime here. He brought up Michael Smirkanish, even though he butchered his name, but that's okay. That's all right. Now, I mentioned Senator J.D. Vance earlier in the show today. Ohio senator, Trump's got a big lead in Ohio. This question of trade and tariffs and globalism and everything, that you read the book Hillbilly Elegy, you read about American jobs and manufacturing going overseas. Now, the answer to bringing back American manufacturing is obviously complicated. You can have a team, you can have five economists in a room all disagreeing on this. You could have one say that tariffs are a disaster, one say tariffs are the greatest thing ever. You could have debates. I love debates. Debates are fun. I actually enjoy them. I'm one of those people that thinks more conversations you have, the better. But the point is how you fix it. Well, opinions are, I mean, everybody has one. The old saying goes. It's like government spending. I mean, I think that if you don't think government spending leads to macro inflation, you're insane. Because if we're spending money we don't have, that means we have to print more money, which leads to higher inflation. So there's no way you can tell me there's not a correlation between government spending and higher inflation. It's not just simply the Fed. I think the Fed is a disaster, but you can't sit here and tell me with a straight face that sending $60 billion to Ukraine has no bearing on inflation. We don't have the money to pay for it. So we're going to print that money or borrow that money, and that's not going to have any macro inflation in effects whatsoever. Then give me a break. Stop. 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 Here's Senator J.D. Vance today outside. They had a press conference today, a bunch of senators, including Tommy Tuberville and others, coming out and saying that they were backing Trump. But this is what he said on CNN with Dana Bash over the weekend yesterday. And he mentions who's funding all this. Cut 15.
Well, I don't think he should be treated differently at all, Dana, but I certainly think he is being treated differently. The only thing that Alvin Bragg, the New York prosecutor's team, thinks Donald Trump did wrong is that he ran for president in 2024 and he looks to be on the cusp of victory. That is the only thing that this is ultimately about. If you look at the underlying argument of the case, they can't even identify what it is that Donald Trump did. They said he committed a paperwork violation in the service of a crime, but they won't even specify the crime that he allegedly committed. And I think that when you look at all of these attacks on Donald Trump, you have to be honest with yourself and say, this is not about law and this is not about justice. This is about the fact that President Joe Biden has a failed record as commander in chief and leader of this country. And the Democrats can't talk about that. So what they're doing is putting these trials out there and saying, focus on this, not on the fact that the world is on fire and the fact that you have gotten poorer under the presidency of Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah, she says, yeah, and he's not wrong about this. I'm just saying, look, there's no doubt in my mind here that this is helping Trump. And I know this because I was in Wildwood on Saturday and there were 100,000 people there. There's more people there at this rally since people found out about the Stormy Daniels allegations and found out about the Karen McDougal allegations. At this point right now in 2016, Donald Trump did not have the support he has now. And you didn't know about those allegations back then. At this point in the fall of 2016, Donald Trump's support after the Access Hollywood tape obviously did not drop off. You didn't decide to go vote for Hillary Clinton instead. Well, now, how many years later now is it? So 8 years later, May of 2024 versus May of 2016, more people are coming out to Trump rallies than came out to Trump rallies in May of 2016. You see, despite some people on radio who pretend like they were with Trump from day one, they weren't. I remember, because in May of 2016, they were bashing the hell out of the guy. Now they're all acting like they were like always on Team Trump. But I have the tapes. I have the receipts. I know who they are. Anyway, 100,000 people show up in Wildwood over the weekend, and everybody there knows about the Stormy Daniels allegations. They know about Karen McDougal, and they know that there may or may not have been a conversation about Trump using a condom. And yet they still showed up in Wildwood. And there were a lot of women there, too. Amazing. And yet Alvin Bragg wants you to believe that if you had heard about these allegations in 2016, you would have voted for Hillary Clinton. You would have turned around and voted for Hillary Clinton. You know what I think? I think Trump did not want these allegations to come out for two reasons. Number one, Melania. Number two, Melania. I'm serious about this. I think more than anything, it's his wife. You know, we talked earlier about this idea of, you know, if your wife ever asks you, does this dress make me look fat? So one time you are given a pass to not lie. I'm not saying you have to lie, but you don't answer the question if you know what's good for you. You run out of the house, you set fire to the house, whatever you have to do to not answer the question. Don't answer that question. But if you have an allegation from a woman and that's going to come forward, and it could hurt you politically, but it could also hurt you with your wife, and you don't want that to happen, you've got every motivation in the world to keep that quiet as much as you do to not have it come out and hurt you politically. If Trump thought it would hurt him politically in 2016, well, if the argument is that it would have, then why are all these people voting for him now? Everybody knows about the allegations now, so why are they voting for him? You know about Stormy Daniels. You know about Karen McDougal. You know about hush money payments. You know about non-disclosure agreements. You know about catch and kill statements. Why did you show up in Wildwood? According to Alvin Bragg's fantasy theory, you should not have been there. The beach should have been empty. Should have been an empty beach. Should have been Trump standing there talking about hot dogs to nobody. Because you should have been so disgusted by these allegations that you want nothing to do with the guy. That's his theory. And had you known in 2016, you would have voted for Hillary Clinton in places like Ohio and Michigan and Pennsylvania, and she'd be president today. But by hiding those allegations, Donald Trump stole the election. Well, you know about him, and you showed up in Wildwood to listen to him talk about hot dogs, what a great guy Hannibal Lecter is, and to admonish people for making fat jokes about Chris Christie. And you were there for it. And I, for one, am on Team Hannibal Lecter. I think he's a great guy. Great guy, Hannibal Lecter. He's a great guy. Can you play that again for me, Hannibal Lecter? Great guy. I don't think he's joking.
Silence of the Lambs. Has anyone ever seen the Silence of the Lambs? The late, great Hannibal Lecter.
Yep.
He's a wonderful man. He oftentimes would have a friend for dinner.
Wonderful man.
Remember the last scene? Excuse me, I'm about to have a friend for dinner. Is this poor doctor walked by? I'm about to have a friend for dinner, but Hannibal Lecter, congratulations, the late, great Hannibal Lecter. We have people that are being released into our country that we don't want in our country.
I don't really know what the point of bringing up Hannibal Lecter was, but I'm glad he did. Hannibal Lecter is a great food aficionado, as I am as well. Aren't you hungry right now? Wouldn't you love a nice liver and some fava beans?
No.
And a nice Chianti? Huh?
No.
Yeah, you would.
I'll pass.
I'm streaming live on YouTube. I would eat a liver right now, human or otherwise. On YouTube.
I like chicken livers.
Well, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
As a human being liver, basically. Same thing.
Yeah, if you eat a liver on YouTube right now, our numbers would go through the roof.
They would go through
the
roof.
So I'm in favor of it.
You could never eat my liver. Be trying to eat a rock. It's what's the word for it? You got the cirrhosis. Yeah, it's basically a boulder at this point. Mainly from mulligans.
Well, you wouldn't want to eat your own liver on YouTube.
Does that not work for you?
I think that's too violent. We'd probably get banned.
If Hannibal Lecter had said fava beans, liver, and yellowtail wine, I would agree it was wrong to praise him. But his taste in wine, Chianti, pairs perfectly with liver. I think Trump did the right thing. So
again, for the record, I don't think Trump was actually praising Hannibal Lecter. I think he was using Hannibal Lecter as an example of someone you wouldn't want entering the country illegally and explaining why you might want to have some level of border security to prevent someone from walking across the border like Hannibal Lecter, who could eat somebody.
All right. Thinking about that. I think you're wrong. I think he thinks Hannibal Lecter's a great guy.
Okay.
I know him better than you. I think he thinks Hannibal Lecter's a hell of a guy. Man knows how to analyze a person better than anybody. All right?
Think he could be a cabinet official?
Yeah, which one? Would you put him as the head of agriculture, I guess? Secretary of Agriculture or Secretary of Labor and have him go out and eat unproductive workers?
Health and Human Services would be no good. I don't think I'd want that.
Well, what about Secretary of the Treasury, considering that Buffalo Bill is currently the Secretary of the Treasury? We could bring this home, right?
It makes sense to go from one cast member to the next.
I mean, Janet Yellen, while is not really a serial killer, she just sounds like one, but it's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
Is that you doing that, Henry, or is that her?
Who's to say?
See?
It's an old Yellen clip I have on the desktop.
Hannibal Lecter, great guy. Great guy. Knows how to pair wine with liver. All right, so you don't think he was actually praising Hannibal Lecter? Do you think that the media is might be overreacting on this one again?
I think they might be, yes. Yeah. They may be missing the point.
Somebody who would also think Hannibal Lecter's a great guy is Nancy Pelosi, since she's a vampire. She was very, very unhappy over the weekend. So what happened? There was a debate.
Yeah,
that was going on.
She partook in a debate at Oxford, I believe, against Winston Marshall. It was the Oxford Union debate.
Oh,
and the topic was populism.
She was not happy with that.
She thought that populism was basically synonymous with racism and bigotry.
I know we don't have time to play the cut, but did she scream at him? Like did the claws come out? Fangs?
She interrupted him and screamed at him a couple times.
Can you just get me a point where she screams at him?
Hang on, let me see.
Where the vampiric one screams at him?
Let me see.
The whole thing's good. All right, we'll save it.
Good, yeah.
We'll save it. All right, I don't want it. We'll save it because we got Professor John Yu coming on, so I don't want to do that. I also have to remind you, it was 9 years ago this week, ABC News was roiled by a journalistic scandal. But I don't have time to get into that at the moment. Well, I'll just put it this way. Their top political anchor had refused to disclose his big dollar contributions to the Clinton Foundation. At the same time, he used ABC's airwaves in an attempt to discredit an anti-Clinton author, an obvious favor to the just-launched Hillary Clinton 2016 presidential campaign. And does anybody want to guess who that ABC anchor is? I'll give you some time to think about it.
I've got a hunch.
Do you have the Jeopardy music we can play?
Yeah.
Who was the ABC News anchor who did not disclose he gave money to the Clinton Foundation and went after an anti-Clinton author in an attempt to curry favor to the just-launched Hillary Clinton 2016 presidential campaign? Who is that ABC News anchor? Is it John Carl? Is it the woman who fills in for the guy on Sunday? What's her name?
Martha Raddatz?
Martha Raddatz? Who is? Well, we'll give you some time to think about it during the break. Professor John Yu joins me next. It is our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Coming right back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
He's Philly's own. That's why we're playing his walk-up music. We asked him, what do you want your walk-up music to be? He said, well, since I'm a Philadelphia guy, I want it to be Eye of the Tiger, so we accommodate. Professor John Yu is the Emmanuel S. Heller Professor of Law at the University of California, Berkeley, visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University, and a cheesesteak aficionado. Hello, Professor. How are you?
Rich, I'm so glad you remembered the music. And I wanted to say up front, I've become aware of this great scandal where Joe Biden showed up at the Wawa at Center City, and it was completely open, empty. And then I was like, did they run out of Cheese Whiz or something? Why would a Wawa be ever empty? I've never seen a completely empty Wawa. Have you?
No, it doesn't exist. You're right. It's not possible.
Totally staged and rehearsed, as Trump would say.
Totally staged and rehearsed. Trump had a hot dog at the Wildwood. I don't know. Have you ever had a hot dog in Wildwood?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, I'm not going to start either.
Talk to me about this farce in New York City. Have we identified what the actual crime here is yet?
There are so many problems with this case, and you know, seeing Michael Cohen testify today just, you know, highlighted for everybody all the faults. The number one fault, even before we get to the facts and what a bad witness this guy is there's no crime. Right? The DA here in New York City, Alvin Bragg, he says that Trump can be prosecuted because he fraudulently deceived himself about his own accounting books in order to cover up a federal crime. There is no federal crime. He's claiming, it is so ridiculously complicated, he's claiming that he gave an unreported campaign contribution to himself by paying off Stormy Daniels. Now, the problem with this is, first, that's not a crime. In fact, John Edwards was prosecuted for that and the DOJ couldn't get conviction. Second, state DAs aren't allowed to prosecute people for federal crimes. That's up to the Justice Department. That's up to the Federal Elections Commission. And even Biden's DOJ, which is grasping its straws to find anything to prosecute Trump for, they even passed on this and said there had been no crime, nothing worth looking at here. And then you get to how ridiculous the facts are. Everybody, of course, was transfixed by the reality TV show that this guy is putting on in this courtroom right now with Stormy Daniels and the stories, all that. But all that's legal. There's nothing illegal with having an affair with Stormy Daniels. Now, you might question your taste, but it's not illegal.
Fair enough.
And then it's not illegal to ask her not to disclose it in exchange for money if that happened, too. That's not illegal either. So nothing that's happened up until today has shown that any kind of crime has occurred.
And where is it written in Article 2 of the Constitution that you have to disclose allegations of extramarital affairs in order to become president?
It's not, Rich, not only is it not in the Constitution, I think the Constitution should be read to have the opposite principle. We shouldn't have state DAs chasing the president of the United States or the major candidate against the incumbent right now with their own theories of what's moral or not moral. That's, because what the real aim here is to punish people politically you don't like or to try to interfere with the election going on right now. And I don't think state and city DA should be allowed to do that.
They shouldn't. You're exactly right about that. I mean, they are benching the Republican nominee for all intents and purposes, and the front runner, if you believe the polls. They're keeping him off the battlefield. They're keeping him off the playing field, no question about it. And this whole illusion, this fantasy that this is election interference because I would have changed my vote had I known about these allegations is so ridiculous. And the idea that candidates have to disclose these things to the voters and that if they don't disclose these things to the voters, then they've committed some sort of a election crime. And what would have happened if Trump had actually filed this on his election report? They probably would have gone after him for that.
Oh, no, that's completely right, Rich. If Trump had done what they're saying he should have done, which is it was a campaign expenditure, then he would have had to use his campaign funds to do it, and that would have been illegal. So they're trying to basically claim no matter what he did, they were going to go after him. So secondly, you're right. This is not just about punishing a president from the past, although I think that's really going to cause problems for future presidents. This is also a DA pretending that he has the right. Look, Trump didn't affect any election in New York. Trump got clobbered in New York in 2016 and in 2020. This didn't affect anybody in New York. What
right.
Bragg is trying to do is say, I'm the guardian of the national elections. I'm trying to fix things. His DA said it, his assistant said it during open arguments. This Donald Trump did this to corrupt the 2016 election, and so we're going to go after him for that. Sorry, but that's not the job of the Manhattan DA. That's the job of the U.S. Justice Department, and they decided nothing happened here.
And the idea that Alvin Bragg has decided that America in the year 2016 would never accept somebody for having an extramarital affair and therefore that would have cost him the election, as opposed to other things that may have come out about a candidate, that Alvin Bragg, in addition to being the election marshal for the country, is now the arbiter of America's values and morals and decided that this is the worst thing somebody could be accused of and therefore would have lost the election. Like, how does Alvin Bragg get the right to make that determination for the American people?
I question his morality anyway, because, look, he's got a whole battalion of attorneys and prosecutors and staff working on this. Apparently, it's costing millions of dollars while there's all kinds of crazy violent crimes going on in New York.
Right.
Right. You want to talk about moral choice. And look, that's a problem with the DA in Philadelphia, too. You want to talk about moral choices. These are, you know, these sort of progressive DAs who are going around letting violent criminals off the hook. They're back on the streets almost as soon as they're arrested. And it's better for the good of the city that elected him or elected the DA in Philadelphia to go after political issues when instead your main job is to protect the safety of the people who live in your city.
What about this idea of Michael Cohen secretly recording his client without his knowledge as he's there to provide him legal counsel?
This is a really interesting issue, which I'm surprised that the Trump attorneys haven't made more of this. So Cohen keeps saying over and over again, he's Trump's lawyer, Trump's his client. The attorney-client privilege is there to prevent exactly what you see going on. An attorney saying, oh, yeah, then he told me this, and then he told me that, and I've got a recording here of him talking to me. Now, if that happens, then who's going to trust their attorneys in the future? And the whole point of that is to make sure that people like you and me and everybody listening, when they have a legal problem, they can talk to an attorney and be frank with them. Just like doctors, you want the people to tell their doctors, their priests, their spouses. What if those people were recording their own discussions with you and playing them out in front of a court? We would ruin the kind of confidentiality that we have in all those relationships.
Professor John Yu is with me. That's a great point you just made. And I always say the three people you never lie to in your life are your priest, your psychiatrist, and your lawyer. I mean you could lie to the spouse if they're asked you, like, if this dress makes me look fat or something like that. But you never lie to those people for that very reason. Now, I guess the government's argument here is, well, if the lawyer's in on the crime, like a mafia lawyer's in on it, well, then that's different. Now you don't have the attorney-client privilege, right? That's their argument.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to say there's a crime. There's an exception to the attorney-client privilege if you're trying to use it to help execute a crime. But that's the big problem so far. So far, the DA hasn't really shown any crime occurred.
Right.
And he's really stretching to make up a crime that, again, I don't think fits under the law. You're going to say DA can come in and do that and all of a sudden make up some kind of crime and then overcome the attorney-client privilege. I think it goes too far.
Here's what I also don't understand. Stormy Daniels testifies. The media goes crazy with writing stories about condom usage. The jury is not supposed to be watching this on television. They're not supposed to be following this case. Why can't the defendant then go out there and give his side of the story, considering the fact that, A, he's the guy being charged by the government, but, B, voters are paying attention to what's being said here, theoretically. And if the media is going on and on about her claims, doesn't he, as the Republican nominee and also just as a citizen, have the right to rebut those claims in the court of public opinion? I would say he's got an obligation to do so in the court of public opinion.
This is a good example of why this judge is just out of his depth, because, you know, there is an exception to the free speech. If you've got a defendant who's like a mafia don or like a cartel leader who is, you know, using their statements out of court to intimidate and threaten witnesses. And as you just point out, Rich, that's not going on here. They're attacking him, right? You know, Michael Cohen's going out there recording videos attacking him. Stormy Daniels is using Twitter before and right after she gets off the stand to attack him. You know, the whole point of the free speech clause is for us to be able to speak freely so that we can discuss issues of public importance, because we need to discuss politics and elect people to office. And what could this not be more of than, you know, this whole trial, than a topic that's important for public discussion because it involves the election to the presidency? So this judge's crazy notion is that I can keep people from speaking about issues which are at the core of the First Amendment outside the courtroom. I think he's made a serious mistake. I think an appeals court or the Supreme Court would eventually overrule him.
I hope so. Well, I've been dying to ask you, give me your take on the arguments before SCOTUS regarding presidential immunity. Where do you think this winds up? Do you think they go back to the lower court and say, define what is an official act versus an unofficial act? Do you think they give a definitive ruling? Where do you see this going?
That's a tough question, you know, because I would have thought that Trump would have a hard time at the Supreme Court with his argument, because there isn't anything in the text of the Constitution that talks about presidential immunity. The history that we know of at the time of the founding runs against the idea of immunity, and we just haven't had any practice of it. Now, the reason I have no practice is because we never had a president like Joe Biden who authorized prosecuting his predecessor. That's the real,
right.
I mean, I think that's the real misstep here. But if you listen to the oral arguments at the court, they were fighting on Trump's battleground. 90% of the arguments were not about whether the immunity existed, but how do you limit it? How do you define it? And almost as if it assumed it already existed. If that's the case, then I think, Rich, what might happen is exactly what you described. The court might send it back to the trial judge and say, if there's an immunity, it only covers official presidential acts. So first thing, go through everything that happened on January 6th with Trump and decide what's official and what was he doing that's not official, i.e. what was he doing as a candidate. That could, I think, easily push that trial past the election.
Yeah, I agree with you on that point. And then, of course, you get into the whole other question, which is the, you know, the classic wag the dog case. What if a president is doing something that is official, but he knows it's going to help him politically? You know, if I show a president a poll and I say, hey, you know, you bombed this country, your poll numbers are going to go up 10 points and you're behind in this election. Have I committed an official act? And yes, I have. But have I done so for personal purposes? Does the court want to get into all that? I mean, we're just opening up a very...
No, this is...
Yeah.
This is the real problem with what Biden has done.
Yeah.
We as a country would not go after past presidents. We understood they had to make the toughest decisions on behalf of the American people. And some of these are, you know, nobody wins. Like, no matter what you do, someone's going to get hurt. So we've decided to leave past presidents alone because we don't want them worrying about getting prosecuted or sued for decisions. Like, you don't want people to make decisions right now as president and say, oh, maybe I might get prosecuted for that. I better take a pause or step back. You want them to make the best decision they can, often under, you know, the pressure of circumstances and, you know, emergency. So now, because Biden has now crossed the Rubicon and said, we will now prosecute presidents, we will prosecute our predecessors, now every president in the future, without that immunity, is going to have to be constantly looking over their shoulders when they make these really difficult decisions.
And if I'm a grandstanding U.S. attorney, I'm indicting Barack Obama for murder. I don't care. I know I'll lose, but the process is the punishment.
Well, I was going to say, you know, the minute I heard that this prosecution was coming forward, and, you know, last summer, I was like, the Biden's better lawyer up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, U.S. attorneys love to make names for themselves. I mean, it's a great way to boost your political standing. So always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. I got to tell you, I tried a cheesesteak in South Jersey the other day. It may outrank anything I've had in Philly. So next time you come to town, I know it's a bold statement. But next time you come to town, I'm going to have to share with you.
I want to host a cheesesteak competition between you and Smirkonish. I know you'd win eating the most number of them, but we got to pick the right place.
Done. Let's do it. You can be the referee. I love it. Professor John Yu, always a pleasure. Philadelphia's own. We're proud of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, so we did well with the streaming today. Not bad. Were you, and from what I understand, Henry, you must have been on camera at one point because people were wondering about the mullet.
Yeah. I've been doing picture-in-picture here. I'll pull it up right now.
Oh, cool. Let me see it. I got it streaming on my end.
Yeah, so I put us there in the corner here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. We talk about things like Hannibal Lecter and...
Right. Anytime you cut to us, I'll put us on.
You just do that like that. Look at that.
Yeah.
Excellent. I could do that from the Scioli compound as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, tomorrow, filling in for Jimmy Fallon, Fox Across America radio show, 12 to 3 p.m. Okay?
4 hours of radio isn't enough on Tuesday?
No, I like to do 19 hours. The premiere tonight of Walter Sterling's new show, 9 p.m. tonight on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Tune in for the great Walter Sterling, 9 p.m. to midnight, exclusively on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Tonight, 9 p.m., the debut edition. But so tomorrow, I'll do Jimmy's show, 12 to 3. I'm going to do it in Frank's little studio. Now run out here to the main studio and do this show right at 3 o'clock.
You just have to do 7 hours of radio on a Tuesday.
Why not? Get us through the day. Well, because you know what it is? I'm off on Thursday, so I'm going to have jokes. You know, people can make cracks, but nobody will give me credit, to your point, for doing 7 hours of radio.
So, that's true.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like you should get some credit. Four hours is exhausting. I don't know how you could possibly do seven.
It's exhausting.
You're making it up in the aggregate.
Thank you for the cocaine, Henry.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, that's the secret. Okay.
Anything for the host.
Yeah, it's at least I can do, you know. At least you can do. Missed you guys in Wildwood. You should have been there. The chicks were digging us.
It looked like it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was.
Packed house.
It was crazy. We had some beautiful Scioli Army women there. I mean, beauties. So.
Dang, now I'm extra sad that I wasn't there.
I know. I'm just saying. We have the most beautiful audience in all of radio. True story. No joke.
We have the nicest audience in all of radio as well.
We really
do. I think.
Yeah.
Everybody that I talked to at Cape May was delightful.
And they're always generous. It's why everybody who's a bartender always wants to serve our people. Like at Cape May, whoever the bartender was at the Grand said, I always want to work when you're here because our people are nice and kind and they tip very well. No cheapos in the Army. You know what I'm saying? No cheapskates. So June 21st, win a date with Henry. Are we doing this?
He still needs to eat the cheese puffs.
All right. We got to make the cheese puffs happen. Somebody needs to donate cheese puffs to Henry.
I'll buy them if he agrees to at least try to eat them.
Henry?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Anything for content.
Anything for content, which we're out of because I got a hard break. All right. So the great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Keep the conversation going on Twitter at Rich Scioli. Tune in tomorrow, 12 to 3, and listen to Walter Sterling tonight. Thank you.
Rich Scioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.